all of his mercy and his kindness and his goodness. Amen. We just, I just thank the Lord for all that he's done in my life. Amen. I thank the Lord for where he's brought me. And I heard Sister Gloria's testimony. It's talking about, God bless, how much, what the Lord is going to do. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Sometimes we have to look past our present problems. Amen. Because a problem to us is just a solution for God. It's just something to work out for us to work out in our own mind. Amen. Because he's already got it worked out.
Yeah.
Amen. All we have to do is trust him. Amen. We have to just trust him and believe him. Amen. I don't know, Brother Aaron, I'm kind of like you, I just don't know what to speak on. You know, sometimes I just want to study all week, and I study one thing, and I get up here, and it all goes away.
Huh?
It's still sitting there. Amen. He was dealing with me this morning on a subject that that I'm going to attempt to speak on today. It's a familiar subject that we've all heard before.
Amen.
But he kind of gave me a little different twist on it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's if you'll turn with me to the 15th chapter of Luke. Luke, the 15th chapter, and we're going to read verses 11 through 24. Also, if you could put your finger or your bookmark on Psalm 51 and 4. Luke 15, 11 through 24. Put a bookmark on the one verse, Psalms 51 and 4. And then we want to end up with another familiar scripture, St. John 3, 16 and 17. All familiar scriptures that we all know and heard many times, but I'm going to try to tie these together the way that the Lord gave them to me. Amen. Luke 15, beginning at verse 11. This is the parable of the lost son. Amen. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living.
Amen.
And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. And he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry.
Hallelujah.
For this my son was dead, and is alive again.
Hallelujah.
He was lost, and is found. And they began to be merry.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's look at Psalms 51 and 4. It says, Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. John 3:16. And 17, it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his word. Amen. The subject that I'm going to attempt to put together today is Gone But Not Forgotten.
Amen.
And the Love of a Father.
Amen.
Amen. Like I said, this is a story that we've heard a lot about. Amen. A lot of us like to say it's the story of the prodigal son.
Yeah.
Amen. But as I was reading it, I got a little different thing on it.
Man.
It's the parable of the lost son.
Yeah.
Not so much the prodigal son.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I looked up the word prodigal in the dictionary, and prodigal means to be a spendthrift, to lavishly and foolishly spend your money. Which the son did, amen. But it's not about him spending his money. It's about him being lost, amen. And also, like I said, it's the love of his father, amen. How many of us as children wanted what we thought was our, that was ours, our inheritance, amen? Our, just anything that we thought that the parents owed us. And they don't owe us nothing.
Amen.
They don't owe us nothing. But in our story, the young man came to his father, And said, Father, just give me what's mine. Give me my inheritance now.
Right.
I don't want to wait.
Okay.
And see, this is the youngest son. So he didn't have as much as in the biblical days, the older son usually got like what they call a double portion. Because usually the older son is more wiser. He is just to carry on the name.
Yeah.
But not to leave anybody out. It also made preparations for the younger son.
Right.
So the younger son said, "Just, I won't buy it.
Amen.
I don't want to wait."
All right.
So he took his little, whatever, his third or his little bit. It was probably a significant portion.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It doesn't say if this man was rich or not, but I'm pretty sure he was well off. Amen. So the son took his, and Mark says that not many days after he got his money. It was just burning a hole in his pocket, as they say, you know. I got to get out of here. I'm 3 times 7. You can't tell me nothing. I got a pocket full of money. I'm gone. Amen. So he gathered together and he took his journey into a far country. No doubt we've all been there. We've had a little money. Amen. We get out. And I used to be guilty of this on payday. I go to the bar. Oh, the drinks are on me. I'm buying everybody in the house a drink. I got a pocket full of money. Just got paid. You know, all my bills are paid. I still got a little bit. I'm trying to buy friendship. Amen. I had so many friends. Oh, yeah. Give me another drink. Give me one of them $5 drinks. Give me one of them $10 drinks. He paying for it.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
How much money have we wasted on things that we didn't need? That we really didn't need. Amen. If we think about it, if we had to do it over again, would we do the same thing?
No.
Amen. In this young man's life, when he got out there, and like I said, no doubt he had all kinds of friends around him. But pretty soon the money ran out. I can see him now saying, I bought you this. I gave you that. Going to one person, to the next person. Don't you remember when we was out and I bought everything? I paid for it. Now I need.
Yeah.
I need. I ain't got it. No more friends. He was so bad off that he, being a Jew now, look, you got to figure, you got to see who this was.
Yeah.
He was a Jew, man. Amen. He went to a far country, and he had gotten so low and so warm. All of his money was gone. And Jews didn't have anything to do with pigs or swine.
Wow.
Amen. But he was so low and so in need that he went to a man of that country, probably a Gentile, probably somebody that they considered a dog. But he went to this man and said, and the man said, well, you know, you can go feed my hogs. You know how bad that is for a Jew to go out and be with the hogs. And the Bible said, and he would fain, which means he would have done it, eaten the husks. And the stuff that he was feeding the hogs, he was so hungry. You know, when the devil gets us separated from the rest of the flock, from the rest of the sheep, he can start to talk to us. He can get in our mind. And he can pretty much make you do what he wants you to do. He can make you do things that you ordinarily wouldn't and shouldn't do.
Amen.
Amen. This was a Jew man. Had all the money in the world.
Rich,
but now he was wanting to eat the stuff that the hogs fed. The slop. Amen. Amen. We country folks know what that is, the slop hogs and feed hogs. That ain't no pretty sight. Hogs eat just about anything.
Amen.
You let your arm get too close, they eat that.
Oh, man.
I've been there.
Wow.
The devil will make you do anything. He gets you separated. But I'm looking at this next verse, which said, the verse 17, it says, and when he came to himself, when he made up his mind, I'm not going to lay here and wallow in this slop. When we make up our mind, amen, to come to Jesus,
hallelujah.
Amen. And making up our mind also, we have to be godly sorrow.
Man.
We have to be sorry for what we did. This young man said, I have sinned against heaven